This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
We've got a Skype username where you can call in, and of course you can talk about anything you want, but we always have some sort of discussion of interest to bring to the table.
We wouldn't be much of talk show hosts if we didn't.
Right. So you can call in toll-free and join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. What is your greatest fear, if you have such a thing? You know, I don't spend much time thinking about things that I might be frightened of. I mean, I guess, you know, like one time I went camping and I brought a gun along because there might be some alligators out there. It was in Florida at the time, and there were indeed alligators out there. But, you know, there's
kind of like planning ahead.
Right. There's a difference between caution, I think, and being prepared and being frightful or, you know, fearful of what might happen.
And I don't spend a lot of time being scared either, but you know, I've had instances where I've, you know, suddenly afraid. But I think we're talking about here sort of things that could happen in the future as opposed to just random occurrences in life, right?
Well, I've got the top 10 list according to USA Today. There's a survey that they conducted in, I guess it was Chapman University in Orange, California. Conducted this, the Survey of American Fears, studied in 2015, coming out now, that runs it down here. So we'll get into that. Of course, you can share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. They asked 1,511 people nationwide about fears and concerns across different categories, including crime, the government, natural disasters, and personal fears, and technology.
The robots are going to take us over, that one.
Well, we'll see if that's on the list here in a moment. The 2016 survey data showed a shift from 2016 data, where many of the top fears were economic and Big Brother type issues. According to Christopher Bader, the professor of sociology at Chapman University, Bader led the team efforts that this year's responses showed more of a focus on health and finance. While the overall focus of fear may have shifted, corruption of government officials remained the top fear for the second year in a row, which is interesting, because I didn't expect that.
Americans don't act like they're afraid of corrupt government officials at all.
Why do you say that?
They keep reelecting them.
What are they supposed to do?
It's the same parties over and over again.
It's always the same, you know, scumbags who are running for these offices.
There's third parties. They don't vote for them.
Well, there's the whole wasted vote syndrome where people believe that if they vote for a third party that they're going to somehow result in the person they hate the most getting into office.
Well, there you go. Now we win. Now you found my fear. I'm afraid of a nation of people who don't understand math. Okay, look, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. I'm going to do this one time for those of you that don't have it yet. You have one vote.
One time tonight.
Your vote.
So it's getting down to be like five times a week now.
I'm just so sick of it. He's sick of hearing this stuff. You've got one vote. Your one vote is not going to make a difference on a state level. There are no national campaigns, only state campaigns. There's 51 of them going on for president. I was really talking about other government officials here. I'm not just talking about Trump, who has never been a corrupt government official, and Clinton, who I believe to be a corrupt government official. But the fact is your vote is nearly infinitesimal, even if you're in a swing state. So math says vote your heart. Honesty says vote your heart. Mm. What more do you need?
Well, also courage would say to vote your heart as well. And that, again, we're talking about fears here, fears that Americans have. We'll go through the full list as we get through the show here tonight. But, you know, the courage to vote how you feel, the courage to vote for somebody that best reflects your values of whatever the candidates are. And, of course, a lot of the times none of them do. But, you know, to find the one that's closest to you and do that despite the fact that people are telling you, oh, you can't waste your vote, that there might all be all this social pressure on you as well against voting for a third party. It takes some courage to be able to actually stand by what you believe in and vote for what you believe in. Not much courage, not much. But it's, you know, if you're voting for one of the lesser of the two evils, then you are voting based out of fear. That's a fear-based vote.
Here's what I tell them when they say that to me. I do one of two things. If I want to make it fast, I say, look, I'll tell you what. If Hillary or Trump, whoever they're worried about, comes in first in New Hampshire by one vote, I'll send you a fruit basket. Right? And then the other thing that I say is that I'll give you 1 to 10 odds that my vote doesn't make a difference. As a matter of fact, I'll give you 1 to 10 odds that it isn't within 500 votes.
Mm-hmm.
And then see whether or not they go ahead. Do they understand math or not? Because people tend to sort of innately understand math. And, you know, whatever you want. You want to bet $100? Because I'll give you $1,000.
Well, people may understand the math, but the fear makes them vote irrationally, makes them act irrationally.
Yeah, well, a good bet would make them rational again.
That's a good point.
Make America rational again. America was ever rational, mind you.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. So the number one fear of Americans in 2016 is corruption of government officials, which is really, I mean, I guess that's not really a fear of something that might happen. That's just that's just reality. I mean,
isn't
government,
that what government is?
Right.
I mean, it incentivizes corruption because, I mean, there's math behind, there's science behind the corruption of government.
That's correct. I mean, there's science behind humans who are attracted to power and the people who are given power and how they are likely to become corrupt.
Because
so,
power corrupts and power will attracts the corrupt.
So if indeed, and it's, by the way, 60% of the respondents to this survey, so they got to kind of list all of their fears, right? And so each of these fears is like 60%, 41%, 39%. So obviously it's not going to total 100, so they could select the things that they're the most afraid of. So 60% of respondents selected corruption of government officials.
Hmm.
And, you know, look, here's the solution, America. We need to get rid of the idea of the state. If you want to solve government corruption, you just have to end entirely the idea that the state should exist, this idea of that it's okay to give people power over others, to have politicians in the first place. This whole thing, we could be gone from this. The Hillary and the Trumps and whoever the hell's next after that. I mean, as though it could get worse, I think it can get worse from here, but it certainly seems, I think, to a lot of people like this is the worst time in electoral history.
Oh, I think that it is the worst time in electoral history, but I think it could get worse,
yeah,
potentially. It's hard to imagine it today, but what was it? Was it The Simpsons that had the two tentacled aliens,
yeah,
running for office, and then they said, what are you going to do? Vote third party? And I mean, you know, that's really where it comes down to. It seems like it couldn't get any worse, but man, oh man, You would have thought that the last go-round.
Because there's no way to solve government corruption. It's just part and parcel of that whole system. Let's go to the phone calls. Your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. We've got Elijah in California. You're on Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. So go ahead.
All right. So I wanted to talk about the creepy clown sightings.
Oh, the creepy clown sightings. Yeah, another thing that has America all afloat.
I don't see clowns on the list. Actually, surprisingly, clowns are not on the list here. But go ahead, Elijah.
I'm kind of getting a little bit creeped out about this, huge incident going around about these clowns trying to lure children into the woods and clowns with white vans and, you know, the school incidents of a guy named Garbo the Clown threatening a Las Vegas school, telling them that they're coming for them. I mean, what do you guys think is going to happen here? Like, do you guys really think that the clowns are going to completely take over? what?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
but
I can tell you that there's a story out where a man dressed as Batman's running around looking for criminal clowns. So I should have been able to predict this, but
hilarious.
The fact is that people are going to begin dressing up like superheroes and punching clowns. That's what's going to happen.
Elijah, thanks for the call tonight. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE.
No, America, I'm not scared of clowns, balloons, ponies, elephants, or things that show up at kids' birthday parties or the circus. I'm not.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you got to be careful with those clown stories. I saw some headline claiming some clown was found with, like, bodies in his freezer. Not true.
No.
False story.
No.
No. Yeah.
No.
855-450-FREE. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live. What are you afraid of?
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
People. There's an interesting study that has come out here recently, and I guess it's been done more than a few times, looking at what are Americans afraid of. Turns out it's corruption of government is the number one response. Corruption of government officials, and that was like 60% of respondents. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, are you afraid of something in particular? What is it that's looming out there that is bothering you? And if you got Bitcoin, then maybe you're afraid the price is going down. Because, well, thankfully it's not recently. It's actually been going up over the last several, actually you could say over the last year or plus, it's been overall going up. Like a year ago was half the price of what it is now. And so if you've got Bitcoin, we want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax. You can get it at JAXX.io or your favorite app store. And there's no wallet like it. It can hold multiple cryptocurrencies in addition to Bitcoin, and more currencies are coming. In fact, I believe they just recently added Litecoin and the new REP tokens, the Augur REP tokens. So a bunch of different options.
I'm familiar with those.
You're not familiar with those?
No, I'm not.
It's like a betting platform for cryptocurrencies, without getting into detail. Anyway, you can learn more about it at Jax.io. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's one of the founders of Ethereum, and it's super easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax. So if something goes wrong, your phone falls into a lake or something like that, it's no big deal because your Bitcoin aren't actually stored on your phone. Just the keys to your Bitcoin are, and you can regenerate those anytime you want on any platform. In fact, Jax is cross-platform, so you can actually get it for Windows, Mac, Linux, in addition to your smartphone. And Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX. .io. Well, surprisingly, or, you know, maybe not, depending on who you are, the clown fears are not on the list of what it is that Americans are actually afraid of, despite all the news headlines about them. The number one response, corruption of government officials, which was the same top
that
fear
as 2015.
That sounds
like a legit fear to me. Clowns, I guess I just don't understand why, to some extent, I find this whole clown fear thing grasping for attention.
On the part of
the people
who are afraid
to be afraid of clowns. I mean,
because the clowns are also likely looking for attention.
Yeah, everybody's looking for attention here, and it's kind of, you know, pathetic in my opinion. If you're afraid of people who go and, you know, I don't know, work kids' birthday parties or visit sick children in the hospital, yeah, you've got better things to be worried about.
According to USA Today's summary here, people often fear what they cannot control, said the study's author, and we find continued evidence of that in our top fears. Wait, what's that? You can't control the government, but we get to vote once every 4 years?
They tell us we are the government.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's just propaganda. That's basically just a big lie. I mean, the idea that you're the government, unless you actually work for the government, in which case you are the government. But the rest of us out here, just because we might vote, doesn't mean that we want to be part of the system. It doesn't mean that we believe in the system or that we value the system. A lot of people are voting because they want to minimize the damage the government is doing to them, and they see that as really the only way they can do it. That's why they, if anybody writes their so-called representative, they're usually doing it either to garner some sort of favor or stop the government from attacking them in some kind of fashion.
Writing your representative is probably more effective than voting. But I would like to say, you know, just from a practical standpoint here, your vote has been ineffective unless your vote has been the one vote that separated, a tie from a win for a candidate. Because that's how the system works. The system works that, you know, one vote above a tie is the winner. And that happens every once in a while here in New Hampshire, where we have 400 representatives. It didn't happen very often, very many places. And it doesn't happen to very many people in New Hampshire either very often. It's just unusual to have happen. So the fact that you go and vote has been ineffective. I'm not saying your vote hasn't counted. I'm not saying they didn't count it. I'm just saying it didn't matter.
So if you want to share your fears with us, if you have them, you can join us toll-free here. If you want to admit to it, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Number two on the list of the top 10 fears of Americans for 2016. And number two is awfully similar to number four. Number two is terrorist attacks at 41% of the respondents. And number four is being a victim of terror at 38.5%. That seems like a pretty subtle difference in categorization there. I mean,
it does to me too. You know, I mean,
I guess you could just be afraid for other people being
the terrorist attacks will occur
in a terror attack.
Terrorist attacks will occur, and they will occur as long as people want to control other people. I mean, effectively, a terrorist attack really is no different than a government attack, except that, you know, governments demand taxes from people. ISIS is calling itself the Islamic State because now
they want to be a state
demanding taxes from people. And by the way, I saw some video of them putting up a road. So there you go.
Who will build the roads? Apparently ISIS.
Apparently ISIS will. So, yeah, there you go.
Terrorist attacks. Is that something that you're afraid of? You know, it's an irrational fear, by the way. You talked about that government. The number one fear here was the irrational. It was a rational fear because, well, the government is corrupt. You know, the fear of government corruption that's real. You know, you don't have to worry about that one because it's happening. But terrorist attacks, very unlikely to actually occur. You're more likely, as I understand it, to actually be attacked by a police officer than by a so-called terrorist.
But, I mean, foreign policy of your nation can increase, you know, the chances of a terrorist attack. So,
right.
I mean, we saw that with Russia and in Georgia and these sorts of things. I mean, you know, depending on the policy of the nation, then, you know, you're more likely to see an attack. So you're seeing many of these Islamic attacks against Western nations that are fighting ISIL right now. And prior to that, it was Al-Qaeda and these sorts of things. They don't seem to happen in Switzerland for whatever reason.
Well, as far as the terror attacks go, they just don't seem to happen here very often, even though the U.S. government is readily, you know, killing innocent people in the Middle East, and that is obviously what's sparking whatever terrorist strikes do occur, whichever ones aren't actually ginned up by the federal government in the first place, which there have been at least 200 of those within the last 10 or 15 years, and those 200 attacks, of course, were stopped. They never actually happened because the federal government basically created it from start to finish by finding a sucker, a patsy or whatever, kind of talking them into carrying out some kind of bombing or strike of some sorts, then giving them the tools that they need to do it, giving them the van, giving them what they believe is a bomb, giving them even a hotel room in which to stay, and really just kind of holding their hand all the way right up to the moment when they're supposed to push the plunger, so to speak, and then, you know, swooping in to save the day. So, you know, you factor those cases out and you get very, very few examples of actual terror attacks.
It's hard to know which one of those people would have gone and done something on their own, but I agree with you and I sort of disagree. Like, I don't feel very bad for somebody that gets caught up in a situation like that, but at the same time, I don't think that those people are likely to get much, get very far.
855-450-FREE. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything here. The lives. Saturday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Americans' number one fear in 2016 is corruption of government officials, which is the same number one fear as 2015. We're going to go through the list here, the top 10, and you're welcome to share your thoughts with us. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. And again, Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, I said the solution to the corruption of government officials is to end the state entirely, but obviously, unfortunately, there's not going to be a button that I can press to end the state anytime soon. So in the meantime, you know, you got to kind of work within the system, unfortunately, to try to change things for the best. And the Libertarian Party, whether you like their presidential candidate or not, and many libertarians are divided very sharply on Gary Johnson, who is the presidential candidate, their selection for this year and also in 2012. Many of the supporters of the LP are very sharply divided. But either way, the Libertarian Party is still the best option out there, at least on the national level, to try to get the word out about liberty. That's what I think. And you, if you want to get involved, we've got a deal for you. Because normally it's $25 for a membership in the Libertarian Party, for a year-long membership. But we've actually negotiated a free membership for Free Talk Live listeners All you have to do is go and claim it, and here's how you do that. Go to lp.org/FTL, like Free Talk Live, lp.org/FTL, and you'll get your free Libertarian Party membership, and I believe they're going to send you a copy of the LP News as well.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, so you'll kind of get a taste of what it's like to be a member in the Libertarian Party. And this is a real membership. It's just kind of the free version, so you won't get all the issues of the LP News. If you want to get those, they'll ask you to pony up $25 because you do have to pay for shipping when it comes to getting a newsletter out there, for instance. So lp.org/FTL. This is how you can get involved in the Libertarian nomination process. Maybe you want to try to water the principles of the party down like a lot of people appear to want to, or or maybe you're like me and you actually care about principle and you want to see something change within the LP, then, this is a way that you can do that for no cost. lp.org/FTL, like Free Talk Live. All right, let's continue here. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Terrorist attacks, number two on the list, and number four, being a victim of terror. We'll get to number three here in a moment, but first, to the phones and your calls and thoughts. We have Ricky on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Ricky.
Brother Ian, Brother Mark, good evening.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, hopefully give me the opportunity without freaking out on me there tonight, Ian. See, tonight I wanted to, for a change, talk about a little something different.
Thank goodness. All right, let's hear it.
You got it, brother. Now, just try not to laugh, because history proves it's not funny. Now, one thing I will point out, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is a little bit different than just about anywhere else in the world, and I'll tell you why. Now, first thing is something we don't have, and I'm glad for it. This is one of the biggest problems people got. It's called the Constitution of the United States of America and the Bill of Rights. I'm glad I don't have it. I got the law of the land and the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, 1968. That's point number one. Although
what?
I do have a little, I do have.
That is a bunch of rambling claptrap. What are you talking about?
The Constitution of the United States, of course, binds Pennsylvania also, right? The state's
wrong.
Representatives
wrong.
Signed
wrong.
It.
Wrong, and don't be just hanging up on me. What you guys need to do is, here's the little secret. Look up the Independent Sovereignty Act. It was, I forget his name, but it was a Republican congressman that had nine terms, wrote it. And the reason why is the state overstepping their boundaries. See, if you look at history, and history is the thing. See, the problem with a lot of people is they were taught in school as statists at a point, just like I was. Now, my neighbors would if they would hear some of the stuff that people hear of Pennsylvania, wouldn't they laugh at Ricky from the Commonwealth, the Jeffersonian? I don't have the Constitution of the United States of America. I don't have those holes. I'll give an example. Second Amendment. You guys know the Second Amendment, right? We don't have the Second Amendment here. You know what we have? Only Section 21. Let me recite it for you. It goes like this. The citizens have a right to bear arms in defense of themselves and the state. Now, not that I would ever have a problem open carrying, but say I did, if I were to recite my rights, it would go like this. I have, I'm making you aware of and exercising my rights under Section 1, which is my inherent rights of mankind. Then I would say, Section 21.
So what you're saying is, Ricky, that, you prefer to live by the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania rather than the U.S. Constitution.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. Pennsylvania repealed the Constitution of the United States of America just because they were part of the unification of the states. They repealed.
Pennsylvania can't repeal the Constitution.
Look at it. Well, you don't understand. They don't.
It's clear that
I
don't.
Look it up on the damn internet.
I've got better things to do. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There are people who, would prefer to be state citizens. They would prefer to be, a member of that body politic rather than the national one. That's what I thought he was getting at there. But that's Ricky for you. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
That's kind of how it was before the Civil War and the 13th and 14th Amendments.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, essentially the states were over the federal government. And then this, when the federal government proved that it could, kill people that didn't want to be part of the federal government, then it gained a lot of stature. You know, you don't, right. When you hear about sort of the weakest presidents in U.S. history, you'll generally hear them coming before number 16, which is what Lincoln was. Well, that's because the office of president, as described by Alexander Hamilton and in the Federalist Papers, was simply a commander-in-chief over the military, and he didn't have the power to declare war. So, you know, the president wasn't supposed to do anything before, you know, wasn't supposed to do anything as far as policy or anything like that. I mean, sign bills, don't sign bills, that's about it.
Right. I mean, like, the idea that the Pennsylvanian government has overturned the Constitution just seems pretty laughable on its face.
If they have, they probably haven't told the federal government about it.
Yeah. Now, I mean, not to say that I oppose the idea of, you know, states going their own way. I do. I mean, I want to see secession happen, and I want to see it happen soon. But you don't have to overturn the Constitution in order to gain sovereignty for oneself or one's state. It would just simply be a declaration of secession or a declaration of independence for one state to leave the United States. And I think that is something that's worth talking about. I think that's something that I hope that we'll see happen in our lifetime. I don't know if we're going to get to liberty in our lifetime, but secession, I think, would be a step in the right direction. Now, of course, in a seceded state, things could become less free. That is certainly a possibility. You could argue that the U.S. Constitution, to some extent, has actually restricted some of the bad ideas of some of the states, or at the very least,
true.
The federal government
certainly
has restricted some of the bad ideas. Like
Constitution's, I think, was a really great document when it was drawn up. It seems like a lot of the things that they sort of wrote in, you know, like, shall not be infringed, and they went and infringed them.
Yep.
That kind of bugs me about it.
Well, you could argue that that's evidence that it's essentially a dead letter, that, you know, that it's there and they kind of pander to it every now and then, like the Supreme Court will reference the Constitution. But the fact that they're violating it so blatantly in so many different ways, you can go through the Bill of Rights, for instance, and just, you know, basically see that all of them have been violated for quite a long time here in the United States. And so if the government is violating its own Constitution, then how is it anyone could possibly argue that it does apply in any way, shape, or form? Because obviously they're not enforcing it upon themselves, so why is it that anyone else should be held liable to it? Why is it that, I mean, I didn't sign the thing first and foremost, so nor did I swear to it at any point. So if the politicians are ignoring it, and the police are ignoring it,
and they swear to it,
then why should I follow their rules? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, you can bring up what you want. 855-450-3733.
I know the reason, because you have to move to Somalia.
Somalia?
Somalia. Somalia.
This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. We'll take your calls about anything you want. And our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, more of the fears, the top 10 fears that Americans said they have, according to a study done this year and in years past. We'll get back into that here in moments. Also, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, UK, and Canada. You click into the right one for you, get your shopping taken care of. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. It's that simple. It's the same great Amazon experience you're used to with the huge selection and the shipping deals and all that. It's just you're entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of Amazon's profits. Normally, they'd keep it all for themselves. If you go through shop.freetalklive.com, it's the same great Amazon. It's just that we get a cut of your sale. So we appreciate it when you do that, and it just takes you an extra moment. In fact, if you want to save that time for the future, here's what you do. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, pick the Amazon that's right for you, and then immediately bookmark the landing page. So as soon as you get into Amazon, that landing page, that first page that comes up, just bookmark that, and then all you have to do is go back to the bookmark, because it's the bookmark that contains, it's that URL that contains our little code. So just do that, and then you'll never have to go to shop.freetalklive.com again. Well, you take out that extra step and just go straight to your bookmark. And we appreciate it. So let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's talk first to Patrius, listening in Toms River, New Jersey. Patrius, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, thanks for taking the call.
Welcome,
sir. You know, talking about fear, I think that we are conditioned to be fearful because it's able then to use fear to sell everything. They're selling gold. They sell survival food. You're selling defender shields for EMF radiation. Fear is the a rather primal human the action, I would think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was told when I was getting, you know, sales training sort of very early on that people bought because of fear much more quickly than they bought because of, you know, possible gain. And that it's basically that it's easier to sell insurance than it is to sell investments was the, mm-hmm. the notion.
I, you know, especially life insurance. But the thing that I brought was thinking of bringing up, you mentioned libertarian.
Yes.
You heard of Cato?
Oh, yeah.
I'm familiar with Cato Institute. I've been there, actually.
Okay, so then you're sort of one of us.
Cato's...
Obviously, Patriots is an anonymous name. If you go to Zero Hedge, you'll see an explanation of anonymity, and I like to use it. I think it's more beneficial for protection from those who cannot do anything. But ad hominem attacks, as they state, you know, attack the person instead of use facts. But when you were talking about fabricated terrorism, I mean, you were thinking that most of it was all government fabricated. What about the World Trade Center, the Boston bomber, the loaded car bomb in 42nd Street years ago, the truck or whatever it was, SUV. What I think the problem is we can create what I call semantic scenarios. In other words, verbal constructions of some scenario that will explain most anything or anticipate most anything or create some fear. That's pretty much one of my postulates. I mean, because there's little reality. It's only what your most persistent perception is.
Let me address the idea that terrorism is real. So terrorism certainly is real. So is the likelihood, the possibility that you're killed by your electric car window, right? I mean, it could happen. We use them every day, but these things occur. Mm-hmm. Terrorism is it's unlikely that you will be killed because of terrorism, and people.
Well, that's odds. That's statistics only.
Yeah, that's statistics. You can't
argue
with math.
So exist.
I was
I didn't say that.
1 minute, please.
At no point did I say terrorism does not exist. So let's clear the let's
I
clear that
what
up.
What he said
here.
Is you're more likely to be killed by a police officer than you are by a terrorist. And
that's what
I have seen the statistics. Now I don't know.
I think it's like 10 times more likely. In fact,
you know, I think that the question is now you're just saying a citizen is more likely to be killed by a police officer than to be killed by a terrorist, and that's probably true. I'm probably in a demographic cell that makes that you know puts that in dispute, but I don't know. Maybe I'd be interested to see that kind of information. But I would say that terrorism is also driven to some extent. Would you agree with this caller that terrorism is driven to some extent by U.S. foreign policy?
That depends again how you look at it. If you were to read the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States by Stephen Merle. Or go to globalmbwatch.com or org and download it, look for it. You would see that within the mosques and the Muslim community centers, they have literature which is provoking what they call civilization jihad. And North America is settlement number one.
What does that mean?
And they use lawfare to enforce their constitutional rights. They can complain about church bells on a Sunday, but they don't want us to stop them from putting their prayer mats
all
down
right.
at
so,
the intersection.
So this whole them and us thing is not productive at all. So to say that Muslims all want this or they are saying
no,
this.
Muslim Brotherhood, and I don't really know that
well, no,
much.
He's also talking about that all the – he was suggesting that the mosques have this propaganda in it. So he wasn't just talking about the Muslim Brotherhood. He was talking about Muslims.
Well, I was talking about the Muslim Brotherhood who founded the Muslim Student Association – the Muslim American Society, all right, Hamas, they founded the Muslim Student Association as a recruiting organization for Hamas. This is fact.
Well, I get
it. Just because you say it's fact doesn't make it.
There are certainly organizations out there
that shows what their plans are. It's the Muslim Brotherhood is organizing.
Do you think that the Muslim Brotherhood? Wait a second, sir. I have a question. Do you think that the Muslim Brotherhood has a better time recruiting because of U.S. foreign policy? I mean, you sort of dodged that question previously.
Sure
well, yeah. I mean, what relevant is that?
It's relevant because when you drop a Hellfire missile on somebody's house, that you know, it's going to upset their relatives, don't you think?
Thanks for the call tonight, Patriots. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I think that's incredibly relevant. That's probably the most relevant thing to why it is that terrorism happens.
Well, I don't know if there's some organization of Muslims that say they're going to settle North America and, you know, spread their word. I think that's kind of what many religions are about, though, you know, like being making everybody their particular religion. I think it's detestable, but you know, whatever.
So
if,
quick
if
Google.
Somebody tries to come and enforce Sharia law on me, you know, they're going to get they're going to get a real lesson in the right to keep and bear arms.
Beware of someone who claims to have the facts. That's what he said. That's the fact. Just a moment ago, after claiming the Muslim Brotherhood founded blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I looked up Civilization Jihad on Google, just like anyone could, and found a story from Georgetown.edu debunking the conspiracy theory of Civilization Jihad. Presidential candidate Ben Carson has recently peddled a conspiracy theory about a Muslim Civilization Jihad plan to take over America. Carson gets his ideas from Frank Gaffney, who was also Donald Trump's dubious source in calling for a Muslim ban. Gaffney says a 1991 memo written by a member of the Muslim Brotherhood is evidence of this jihadist plan. But Gaffney mischaracterizes the nature and the use of the memo and exaggerates the impact that it has had. It was not a formal plan accepted by the Brotherhood, and it didn't have influence in other Muslim circles. So not even the Brotherhood themselves have adopted this, you know, Civilization Jihad.
So there was somebody who wrote it. Right.
Someone.
That wrote person
something.
Believes it.
Right. Gaffney and Carson's claims about Civilization Jihad are baseless, but unsurprisingly appeal to Americans who are already suspicious of Muslims and who won't bother to check the so-called facts that they're receiving from their biased news sources or email chains going around or however it is they get this information.
Now, I know that there are biased news sources that, you know, sort of promote this division between, you know, the West and Muslims on one side. There have to be these same things going on the other side, too, right?
What's that? Biased news sources?
Biased news sources for Muslims.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah, you've seen the ISIS propaganda.
Yeah.
Right? And this, by the way, that's the summary. I just read for you the summary of a page that gets much more into detail about the memo itself, and there's a lot of information here that I obviously haven't had a chance to look over since we were in the middle of that conversation. But just want to point out, whenever you got somebody claiming they've got the facts, it's time for a fact check. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Well, it seems like you know, most of the Middle East was well on its way to becoming very westernized and modern in the 70s, early 80s, and then, I don't know, Western nations began to help, and everything fell apart.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Join us. Hour 2's coming up. This is a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to Hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.